Nitong nakalipas na 18 taon, may malaking puwang sa buhay ni Gary Boyce. Ang puwang ay napunuan lamang nang makatagpo niya ang kanyang anak na babae, si Jo Lil. Si Boyce ay isa lamang teenager nang ampunin ang kanyang anak at sinabi niyang palagi niya itong iniisip.
Yeah, nearly every single day, wondering how she was getting on and where she was and you know how she was coping and whether she was alive even. And I was very fortunate that when she was 18 that we were able to meet up. We've been together and had contact for the last 25 years, so that's been extremely fortunate that I've been able to spend all that time with Jo and sort of get to know her and also her family and her children and so on.
Sinabi ng Australian Institute of Family Studies na ang sapilitang pag-aampon ng anak ng mga babaeng buntis at walang asawa ay nauwi sa hindi dapat at iligal na paghihiwalay sa kanilang mga anak. Sa mga unang taon buhat ng sila ay magkita, sinabi ni Gary Boyce na nagkaroon siya ng matibay na relasyon kay Jo Lil at ang mga anak nito. Subalit ang mga nawalang taon ay patuloy na masakit para sa kanya.
It was devastating. Your whole family's ripped apart without anybody even talking to you about it. Like you didn't exist, like you're a phantom.
Ang practice na kalimitang ginagawa mula 1950 at 1970 ng ilang bagay na sosyal at kalusugan ay nagdala sa maraming kabataang hindi kasal upang makumbinsi o mapilitang isuko ang kanilang mga anak. Ang pag-aampon ay umabot sa pinakamataas noong 1971 at 1972 ng 10,000 sanggol ang inilagay sa pag-aalaga ng kanilang kapalit na pamilya. Mahirap malaman kung ilan talaga ang napunta sa sapilitang pag-aampon, subalit ang dami ng naapektuhan ay tinatayang aabot sa isa sa 15 Australiano. Si Gary Boyce ay isa sa 10,000 magulang na may anak na inampon ng sapilitan. Ito ay nagtulak sa paghingi ng paumanhin ni dating punong ministro Julia Gillard noong 2013 sa mga ina at amang nagdusa.
To you, the fathers who were excluded from the lives of your children and deprived of the dignity of recognition on your children's birth records, we say sorry.
Samantalang si Jo Lil ay nagkaroon ng positibong karanasan sa kanyang umampong pamilya habang ang kanyang tunay na magulang ay nananatiling mahalagang bahagi ng kanyang pagkilala at patutunguhan sa buhay. Sinabi niya na nakaramdam siya ng malaking pangangailangan at sakit upang makatanggap ng karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa kanyang tunay na magulang at pakiramdam ng paghilom nang sa dulo ay makatagpo niya ang kanyang tunay na ina at ama. Subalit sinabi niya na may isa pang hindi tamang nangyari tungkol sa kanyang original na birth certificate na nabigong umamin sa kanyang tunay na magulang.
That bedrock of everyone's identity is their birth certificate, but mine was fraudulent in some, you know, it was who I was raised by but not where I came from. Plus I felt it was a big injustice for Gary as well that his name wasn't on there, and for it to say father unknown was so just grossly inaccurate that everybody knew that Gary was my father.
Nakapokus ngayon ang mga taga-Suri sa karanasan ng mga nakalimutang amang katulad ni Gary Boyce. Si Paul August Connerfert, isang taga-Suri sa University of New South Wales na nagsuri sa karanasan ng mga nakalimutang ama.
Fathers don't exist. Their voices are not heard in the literature, in the research, and in reality. And in the past, policy, they were ignored totally. If their voices are not heard, policy and support won't change either.
Maraming nakalimutang ama kagaya ni Gary Boyce ang ngayon ay hinihikayat na lumabas kasama ng kanilang mga karanasan. Sinabi niya at ng kanyang anak na babae na ito ay mahalaga.
It's important that people are aware of what did happen.
I always thought that my life couldn't begin until I'd met them both. And so it was, this hole in me was kind of healed.